The Woodpile by Robert Frost.
Out walking in the frozen swamp one gray day, I paused and said, I will turn back from here. No, I'll go on farther, and we shall see. The hard snow held me, save where now and then one foot went through. The view was all in lines, straight up and down of tall, slim trees, too much alike to mark or name a place by, so as to say for certain I was here, or somewhere else. I was just far from home. A small bird flew before me. He was careful to put a tree between us when he lighted, and say no word to tell me who he was. Who was so foolish as to think what he thought? He thought that I was after him for a feather, the white one in his tail, like one who takes everything said as personal to himself. One flight out sideways would have undeceived him. And then there was a pile of wood for which I forgot him and let his little fear carry him off the way I might have gone, without so much as wishing him good night. He went behind it to make his last stand. It was a cord of maple, cut and split and piled and measured 4x4x8, and not another like it could I see. No runner tracks in this year's snow looped near it, and it was older, sure, than this year's cutting, or even last year's, or the years before. The wood was gray and the bark warping off it, and the pile somewhat shrunken. Clematis had wound strings round and round it like a bundle. What held it, though, on one side was a tree, still growing, and on one a stake and prop, these latter about to fall. I thought that only someone who lived in turning to fresh tasks could so forget his handiwork on which he spent himself the labor of his axe, and leave it there far from a useful fireplace to warm the frozen swamp as best it could with the slow, smokeless burning of decay.
As I set out to craft this book of guidance, a passage in that poem flickered in my mind. A small bird flew before me. He was careful to put a tree between us when he lighted, and to say no word to tell me who he was, who was so foolish as to think what he thought. He thought that I was after him for a feather, the white one in his tail, like one who takes everything said as personal to himself. This book is not about you, friend, I promise. It's about all of us. Roy H. Williams. Say this to yourself, about yourself. Advertising is a tax you pay for not being remarkable. Note to self, if I want to succeed as a Wizard of Ads partner, I need to be remarkable.
Remarkably good clients. How to find them, grow them, and keep them.
1.
Look for remarkable leaders.
2.
Do their advertising. Remarkable companies are easy to grow.
3.
Encourage them to be remarkable. The more remarkable you are, the better your ads will work.
Question: what are the characteristics of a remarkably good client?
Answer: remarkably good clients.
1.
Are optimistic and enthusiastic.
2.
Are poised for dramatic growth, at least 4x.
3.
Have the power to say absolutely yes without having to clear it with anyone.
4.
Sell a product or service with a long purchase cycle and a high price that will someday be purchased by the masses, at least 1/3 of the total population.
5.
Are capable of managing a business much bigger than what they have now.
6.
Are desirous of building a brand that is known and loved.
7.
Understand the delicate balance between customer bonding and sales activation.
8.
Do not harbor a secret belief that every ad should generate direct, immediate, measurable traffic and sales.
9.
Did I mention the part about selling a product with a long purchase cycle that will someday be purchased by at least 1 out of every 3 people in America?
On Monday, July 8th, 2024, at 8:59 a.m., Roy Laughlin wrote,
have you considered the use of network radio and podcast audio to drive results for DR-style accounts? I have seen this medium work for certain types of advertisers, those who I call micro-national, meaning Dollar Shave Club does not care if an order comes from Manhattan or Medford. Is this a category of advertiser you work with? See attached deck.
On July 8, 2024, at 8:18 a.m., Roy Williams wrote,
"No. I assiduously avoid direct response. Direct response advertisers universally lack patience and are huge fans of data and targeting. I think of them collectively as twitchy little bastards. They exhaust me. Other Roy."
July 8, 2024, 10:21 a.m., Roy Lachlan said,
"Great point.
The Wizard of Ads partners are a closed community, a walled garden. No employees who pretend they are one of us. No media companies, vendors, trade associations who think they have a special relationship with us. No clients who aren't right for us. No randos in our canoe.